Hi, Ryan, you still there?
Yep.
Hi, so I submitted that ticket. It should be looked at by our technician departments because they're the ones who will more likely be the ones to come out there and do it, take care of that for you. So they may be in touch with you to find out a good time, or they may request us to contact you again to get a time scheduled for this, because right now it's just I put in the request to make sure that we could see about it going through and everything, and I will make sure that your account is notated that you've made this request as well. Okay. So that way they can see that I did, you know, talk to you and everything, just so that we can, you know, get all of this information handled and taken care of properly. So I don't want to make it so that you have to, you know, wait for too long for anything.
Yeah, it's okay. It's hanging out my fence, so.
Oh, no worries. So yeah, I did put that trouble ticket in for you. Everything should be good to go. And anything, is there anything else I can help you with today, Ryan?
I don't know if you can help me or not, but the Home Pass app. So when they came to my house, they were having issues setting up the internet or whatever.
Okay.
So they had to do it over the phone. So the Home Pass doesn't work because it's telling me I have to hook up to an Ethernet cable, which I can't do on my phone through the app.
That is weird that it's requesting you to hook up to an Ethernet connection.
So the guy that was here told me that they'd begin in contact with me a couple of days after, but no one ever did. It's been like, I don't know, 2 months now I've had it, I guess.
Well, let me look into this real quick.
I can't even create it.
Are you connected to your own modem router, or are you using the RStop Fiber modem router?
Yeah, no, it's RStop Fiber.
Okay, let me look into this real quick. Give me a sec.
Yep.
Yeah, that's ours. So let me see if I can't pull up this information. Yeah, it's not pulling up for some odd reason in our system. That is a issue. And that looks like that's not on us. That's actually on the Home Pass side, that it's not even allowing you to set up one. So it's like saying like you don't even exist, which is very, very odd. I can see you in, we have a couple forms we can look at information on your account and everything to see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And you're connected. Everything's going fine, but we can't seem to find you otherwise. Let me see if I can try using your email address real quick. 1 second.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing everything I can, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem. I just forgot all about it.
Yeah, that is so weird. Yeah, it's not even pulling anything up, but I might be able to pull up your data, maybe, if it lets me. Well, yay, fun. It's not going to let me do that. All right, so in terms of the Home Pass, because you've been trying to access it, right? And it's not letting you have access to your Home Pass?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have the app downloaded, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you go to do setup, and it doesn't let you set it up at all?
So I get to the, as far as it's telling me to connect pod to modem, use Ethernet cable. And then I can't go anywhere else because it doesn't let me just use Wi-Fi.
And it's trying to identify your phone as, like, an extra pod?
Yeah.
Okay, that is weird. For something like this, I would try contacting Plume, because this sounds like this is a problem with on their side, not ours, because I'm not seeing anything on our side. It's like your information is not even pulling up. So this could be something that's on Plume's side for trouble support with the actual application and not
Okay.
us.
Okay.
Right. So, Ryan, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber, and hopefully we get back to you soon about the redeployment of your drop cable.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.